everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to John Dean, the head coach of the Sioux Greyhounds. The Hounds won both of their games to open up the season, and now have two more games coming up this weekend. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Semyon Dyrgachentsev of the Peterborough Petes. The Toronto Maple Leafs prospect had 7 assists in 2 games last week, 3 points against the London Knights, and 4 assists against the Windsor Spitfires. The 19-year-old hails from Moscow, a third-round pick of the Leafs in the 2018 NHL entry draft, got a chance to play for Toronto's ECHL affiliate in Newfoundland last year on the way to their league championship. Dyrgachentsev was originally Peterborough's second-round pick in the 2016 OHL priority selection. The Sioux Greyhounds got off to a good start to the season with a 2-0 record, winning home games against Flint and North Bay. John Dean is in his second year as the head coach of the Greyhounds and happy with how the season got underway.
Yeah, I mean, pretty happy with the opening weekend. I think we were two different teams if we look back and are really honest with ourselves. Game one, we came out with the home crowd really lifting us up. I thought we played a really good game and executed well and really played well without the puck. But also with the puck, you know, we're a team that encourages making plays. And I thought with the puck that we really tried to execute consistently. And we did a good job of it, and obviously we got a good result. I thought against North Bay that we were really inconsistent, and we got a little lackadaisical in the way we managed the puck. But the nice part is we found a way to win, and we got some lessons out of it.
And that's what I was going to ask you. It sounds like that second game especially is probably the one where you can use some video to go back and say, okay, great, guys, we got 2 points out of this, but here are some things that down the road we're going to need to clean up to have more success.
Yeah, I think you're bang on, Terry. I think it's always nice to use a win to get the teaching points and not a loss. So you feel a little bit better coming in on Monday morning or Sunday morning. But the reality is, I think the message to our guys was there's a lot of things to clean up, and which is normal for a second game of the season. But not to sit back and just look at results. And just because we got 4 points doesn't mean there isn't work to do. And I think there's a lot of work to do. But that's normal for, I think, any team at this point in the season.
As you've come through camp and into the season, as any team, there's roster turnover. And are you finding now you're sort of in a position where guys who didn't maybe get as much ice time and didn't have as much of a role last year are now stepping up and being called upon to step up this season?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's the nature of the beast here in the Sioux as well. As every year, I have the luxury of dealing with a lot of skilled players that are very capable of playing at a high level. And with our team last year, we had some exceptional players that are 3-4 years into their career that ate a lot of minutes for us. And some guys don't see the same opportunity. It's just the way the world goes around, unfortunately. And now this year, it's we call it next guy up in Sioux St. Marie is. Who's developed and who's worked hard in the summer. And we have a lot of faith in every guy in this organization. And it's always fun to see different guys take the opportunity and run with it. And, of course, we hope everybody does, but usually a couple of guys come to the forefront over the course of the season.
For you now, second season as head coach with the Greyhounds, did you find there's a little difference in your approach compared to year one?
Yeah, I mean, I do think there's probably a little bit of a different approach. I think this year, given our makeup as a group, that we're really concerned with bare bones development and making sure that everyone's held accountable and that from top to bottom that everyone's getting opportunity. I think last year with some of the exceptional players that we had. It was easy, I think, for a first-year coach, to be really honest, to sometimes default to those guys that can produce on a consistent basis, where I think this year, we have the ability to move up and down the lineup and really teach and really go with guys that are executing that night. And it makes my job, I don't want to say easier, but it's definitely a different challenge. On how to motivate and how to approach the group. And I think it's a challenge that the guys have embraced. Hey, it's whoever's working hard and whoever's embracing the concepts is really going to get the opportunities.
John, you're a guy who played in the Ontario Hockey League in the late 90s with the former North Bay Centennials, and then obviously played some pro time before getting into coaching. How do you find now, you probably take a step back sometimes and say, what the league was like when you played versus what the OHL is like now?
Yeah, well, I mean, I wasn't a very good hockey player, but, you know, the biggest thing for me is, you know, guys on my fourth line have more skill, you know, in their pinky than I do in my entire body. And I can't get over how good these guys really are. Like, it's I don't think people really realize how much the game's changed and how exceptional these kids are. And it's such a creative game now, and it's such a problem-solving game now. And watching some of these guys, the things they do with the puck, it's, you know, for a guy like me who really wasn't capable, it's a lot of fun to watch. And it's you know, hockey, I think, is really healthy. I know there's a lot of debate over it, but watching the league and the skill around the league, it's when you sit back and watch it, it's a lot of fun.
Take me back. When did the sort of the coaching bug bite you?
You know, I stopped playing. I was in Amarillo, Texas, playing in the Central Hockey League for 3 years, and I decided to go to school. And so I left pro hockey, went to school, and got my education. And you know what? An old friend from the Willowdale Blackhawks organization, which is based out of Toronto, asked me if I could help out with a local AA team. And, you know, I thought about my parents and then how they always helped out in the community. And I said, I'd love to do it. And, you know, one practice turned into, you know, entire season. And next thing you know, I was supposed to play hockey the next year with York University. I had to sit out my 1 year, and I elected not to so that I could take on coaching more full time. And I didn't know it was going to spiral into something like this, but I got the itch. And anyone who's played, when you get to stay involved with the hockey community and be around the guys and, you know, kind of the coaching fraternity, it's certainly a way to stay young and keep doing what you love. And it's been a lot of fun.
That was Sioux Greyhounds head coach John Dean. Let's take a look at this week's KSCHL Top 10 rankings. And the Ottawa 67s are the number one team in the country this week. Other OHL representation comes from the Barrie Colts at number 7, Saginaw Spirit at 8, London Knights at 9, and honorable mention to the Kitchener Rangers. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.